Let's do a feel-good story following ATF getting their teeth kicked in by the United States Supreme Court. Last Friday, the ATF returned a piece of property that had been at the center of a legal battle for years. The Ohio Field Office handed back what they had once classified as a machine gun to Second Amendment advocate David Kadrea. But this so-called machine gun was in fact a bump stock, an accessory that is nothing more than a slidey piece of plastic. Yeah, let's talk about it. First, I want to thank the sponsor, Ammo Squared. Ammo Squared is a budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammunition. It's customizable to your budget, so you can buy as little as a few dollars a month and let it grow over time, or buy a bunch all at once so you have it when you need it. It's truly an automated set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing program. You pick your caliber, your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time, and it's delivered automatically when you want it. Think of it as an ammo savings account. There's no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Head on over to Ammo Squared and start getting your ammo in a way that best fits your budget. All right, let's talk about this. The bump stock was still in its original packaging, and it was even signed by the inventor, Bill Atkins. It was seized by the ATF in 2019. Now, Kadrea acquired this bump stock simply to challenge ATF's classification in court. Not for personal use. He didn't even have the Ruger 10/22 rifle that this particular bump stock was designed for. Ultimately, the Supreme Court's landmark decision in the Cargill v. Garland declared that bump stocks are not machine guns and are legal to own. Now, after the Cargill decision, the ATF contacted Kadrea's attorney, my friend Steven Stambulia, back in July, arranging for the return of the bump stock. When Kadrea visited the ATF office to collect his property, he was told that he was the only person to reclaim their bump stock. Others had either forfeited theirs or written them off as losses. Forfeit. If you remember when this was all happening, I did a couple videos where the first form ATF wanted people to sign when they were, you know, if those people decided to turn over property, was a forfeiture form. There was a second form that you specifically had to ask for rather than signing the forfeiture form. There was one where you were handing over the item in protest and wanted it back following whatever issue it was. Most people didn't do that. Now, Kadrea walked out of the ATF office with something that just 2 months earlier could have led to felony charges, could have gotten him 10 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and the permanent loss of his Second Amendment rights because he would be declared a prohibited person because he had an unregistered, non-transferable machine gun, which is just a piece of plastic. It's like saying that this remote control for my teleprompter is a machine gun. Like, it slides back and forth. Now, the victory in the Cargill decision, which was pushed all the way to the Supreme Court by Michael Cargill, highlights the ongoing challenges to the ATF's authority. They think they can just change rules that have the teeth of law and put people in prison over their new rules. And they think they can change the Second Amendment just by doing that. And we know that they can't, and they're losing regularly in court. Now, the agency's attempt to redefine a slidey piece of plastic accessory as a machine gun was overturned thanks to, in part, the current makeup of the United States Supreme Court and other federal judicial appointments that were made by President Donald Trump at the district level, the district federal courts, as well as the courts of appeals. That is something that many people overlook or are not aware of. Had these courts still had the previous makeup of Obama's administration or, you know, Clinton's administration, we wouldn't have had not only the bump stock decision in Cargill, we wouldn't have had the upcoming decisions in Mock v. Garland, which is the pistol brace decision. We would not have had the Bruin decision, and things would be a lot different in the scope of the Second Amendment and the fight to kick the tyrants where the sun doesn't shine. So I'm giving an attaboy to Donald Trump for all of the federal judicial appointments he made. It's starting to pay off in spades. One of the things that we all need to ask ourselves coming November is, do you want more of these types of appointments? Because if not, you're going to get more of the Biden types of appointments, and we might have some different things going forward on the legal sphere when it comes to firearms. So one thing to think as you decide what you're going to do in November. And hopefully, if you're one of those almost 10 million gun owners that are not even registered to vote, hopefully you have fixed that. If you haven't, fix it as soon as you can and vote against tyranny come November in our election. Appreciate y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. We'll see you on the next one. Take care.